And now our monthly conversation with longtime Phoenix writer Amy Silverman. Her new column in Phoenix Magazine is called Raising Phoenix. In it, she writes about culture, politics, and everything else that makes Phoenix the city it is. I spoke with Amy about her column Dancing Queen, which focuses on dance teacher Frances Smith Cohen, who taught in the Valley for decades. And two of her thousands of students were Amy's two daughters, Annabelle and Sophie. And for many years, her dance school was at 40th Street and Indian School. I started by asking Amy how Mrs. Cohen and her dance studio fit into what she loves about Phoenix.
If I have to think about the dance studio in Phoenix, I have to say that I never intended to stay here when I came back as an adult. And the main reason that I stayed was because my husband grew up in New York and he had no intention of leaving. And then I would say the second reason was because I wanted to have daughters and have them dance at the studio, at my mom and Mrs. Cohen's studio.
So how has the experience been different for you as someone who is, and you mentioned your sister, was your sister too shy to do it?
Jenny was too shy. She was a tennis player. And I, you know, fancied myself a performer. There are still people in town who recall my performance in the Hopi Talent Show when I was in third grade. And there are certain Safeways I can't shop at because I'm afraid someone's going to come around the corner and start singing at me, and not in a good way. I quickly kind of shoveled what little talent I had into the idea of speech and debate and journalism and all of that. And I loved the idea of dancing, but it was sort of like when I tried to play tennis. I was fine as long as I didn't have to move across the court. But then as soon as I had to run or move, I was like, oh, I'm not interested in this. And that's kind of how dance was too. Like I, you know, and you can't see, listeners, but I'm waving my hands around. As soon as it came to time to move across the floor, I was out. And my mom always says that I announced that dance gave me a headache and I didn't want to do it anymore. But it did also give me guilt. My sister really didn't care. But I felt guilty because here my mom had all these dancers. And actually, she loves to talk about how I was not a very nice teenager. But she and Frances had this studio and this constant influx of young women. And so my mom, for years and years, she's still doing it, got to have a redo pretty much every year with new teenage girls.
Did you feel pressure because your mom was such a good dancer?
I thought it was really cool. I love to tell people that my mom's a ballerina. I thought it was really cool that my mom had her own creative, amazing thing and her own small business that they ran together. And then Mrs. Cohen had Center Dance Ensemble, which is a completely different entity, somewhat related, but pretty different. I just thought it was really cool. I did feel guilty that I was never one of those dancers, and also that I treated my mom not very nicely. Sorry, Mom, but I think I've made up for it. So I was really, and I wasn't going to push my kids to dance, but I was certainly happy when they both decided they wanted to dance.
Yeah, how big a difference? And we've heard a lot about your daughters over the years and their interesting experiences. So how is the dance, whether it's Mrs. Cohen or just generally, affected how they've sort of seen themselves as young women growing up?
I think that Mrs. Cohen was so pivotal for our family. I mean, I watched how she was with others as well. The philosophy in that studio is very different than what you see even a couple blocks away, particularly in that neighborhood. As I wrote in the column, it's not super fancy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not fancy. That particular strip mall is really bizarre. And the approach is about dance. It's not about fancy costumes. It's not about competitions. There's a lot of love, and I've seen it come down in the generations, and that's what's been so special. And with both my girls, Mrs. Cohen was really wonderful in ways that my mom wasn't really allowed to be, you know, because with Annabelle and Sophie, Annabelle is 18, and she just finished at Dance Theater West. She's going off to college. And it was great over the years to see Mrs. Cohen. You know, she'd come into my mom's classes and have comments and criticism and all of that. And was just a really great, it's hard to figure out how to explain it, but a really great figure in that world. And then for Sophie, who has Down syndrome and is one of, if not the only, kid at the studio with a disability, having Mrs. Cohen's blessing for Sophie to take class, and Mrs. Cohen was Sophie's first, one of her first teachers, was a complete game changer because everyone in the studio saw how Mrs. Cohen was responding, and particularly with Snow Queen, which is kind of the Nutcracker alternative that she put on for so many years. I would say to my mom, like, well, what do you think? Sophie's 8 now. Annabelle was 6 when she started in Snow Queen. Do you think it's okay? She wants to go to auditions, but I don't want to make any trouble. And my mom was really worried about it because she didn't want there to be trouble either. And she said, I'm just going to ask Mrs. Cohen. And Mrs. Cohen said, of course Sophie will be in it. So, I mean, Sophie caught hell when she, waved, and there was a year she dabbed on stage. And I was kind of worried about the next year. I had to say, Sophie, if I were Mrs. Cohen, I don't think I'd let you come back. But she did.
That is writer Amy Silverman, who's joining us monthly to talk about her regular column in Phoenix Magazine called Raising Phoenix.